It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Martha McCallum.
I'm Brett Baer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. I'm John Saucier. As if we didn't have enough tension in the Middle East already, now Saudi Arabia shared intelligence showing they might soon be attacked by Iran. It comes at a time where energy prices are already extremely high here in the United States, and the ongoing war in Ukraine, that's not helping either. Furthermore, the midterm elections, they're coming up next week.
You have U.S. service members, you know, put the missile batteries on the ground in Saudi Arabia. This is a report that people are taking very, very seriously at the White House.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
President Biden's relationship with Saudi Arabia coming back into the spotlight today with reports that Iran is getting ready to attack the kingdom. Officials believe the regime in Tehran wants to divert attention from ongoing protests and social unrest in their country. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder on Tuesday says the United States is closely monitoring this possible threat.
We do remain concerned about the threat situation in the region. We're in regular contact with our Saudi partners in terms of what information they may have to provide on that front.
The president, by the way, hasn't been exactly front and center in midterm election battles. That will determine whether or not he gets to continue to push his agenda through Congress over the next 2 years.
The report has not been made public.
We're speaking today with Fox News correspondent Lucas Thomason, who joins us from Washington, D.C.
U.S. officials tell Fox that Saudi intelligence has warned the White House about a potential, quote, imminent attack from Iran against Saudi Arabia, most likely the oil field, like we saw 3 years ago. September 2019, when Iran launched cruise missiles, drones, some of those same drones you mentioned in Ukraine a second ago, some of those same drones we're now seeing on the battlefield in Ukraine. It's a threat that the White House is taking very seriously. No one is denying the report. And of course, you have U.S. service members, you know, take the missile batteries on the ground in Saudi Arabia. This is a report that people are taking very, very seriously at the White House.
Yeah, and again, it comes at a weird time for President Biden. His relationship with the Saudis, not really great. He did ask OPEC nations, including Saudi Arabia, to increase production to possibly lower oil prices. They didn't do that. They decided actually to decrease their production. So you assume politically it's not great for the president going into the midterm elections when you get gas prices higher. And of course, there was that kind of awkward meeting between President Biden and Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi crown prince. They did that fist bump there. What do you think this means for President Biden? Like, he's really has to tread lightly here.
Sure. And remember, that was a very embarrassing moment for the White House and the president. He flew all the way to Saudi Arabia. As you mentioned, it was a fist bump. He didn't even shake the Saudi crown prince, better known by his initials, MBS's hand, had the fist bump. Of course, for years, Biden has called, going back to the campaign, Biden called the Saudis a pariah state. He's never walked that back. Certainly when it comes to this potential attack, as we saw 3 years ago with the attack on Saudi Arabia, of course, there's a huge spike in oil prices, certainly not what the White House wants to potentially be dealing with this close to midterm elections less than a week away.
Yeah, absolutely. Lucas Thomason reporting from Washington, D.C. and speaking with us today here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. All right, Lucas, let's look at worst case scenario here. I know you mentioned before it happened in 2019, so at least we've seen it before. What if Iran does, in fact, attack Saudi Arabia and those oil fields? What does the U.S. military do? What does President Biden do?
Well, a lot of the U.S. military that's on the ground in Saudi Arabia, they're not just protecting the Saudi kingdom. They're protecting U.S. military assets throughout the Middle East in UAE. You know, of course, we have a base there. We launch fighter jets. And, of course, all the drones that fly into Afghanistan, even though all U.S. personnel are out of Afghanistan, we still fly drone missions from Al Dhafra Air Base. You've got a number of U.S. interests. You have over 50,000 U.S. troops in the Middle East. So first and foremost, Pentagon officials are saying any kind of attack First order of business from the U.S. military, of course, would be protecting the American troops on the ground. And, of course, protecting them means attempting to intercept some of these drones and potentially incoming cruise missiles if this attack is launched.
All right, so protect the Americans first is what I'm getting out of that. And obviously, we've got a huge footprint there, so it's a big deal. Have the military assets changed their posture as a result? The military assets that is in the Middle East, have they changed their posture as a result of these reports that some sort of Iranian attack might happen in Saudi Arabia?
The Pentagon isn't saying anything officially to that. And, of course, these are all, you know, closely guarded secrets when it comes to threat posture and all that. But there's no question threat posture has changed, and U.S. military on the ground, including, remember, the U.S. Navy has a large presence in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. Certainly, any kind of guided missile destroyer in the Persian Gulf, in the region, is going to be, you know, very much watching Iran, watching what's going on. Of course, our satellites in space, early warning satellites, and also just reconnaissance satellites are no doubt combing Iran. You know, remember, when after President Trump ordered the assassination of Qasem Soleimani, that top Iranian general, days later, Iran launched ballistic missiles at a base inside Iraq where U.S. troops were present. Well, the U.S. was tipped off. Why? Because of our spy satellites orbiting overhead in space saw that coming. So there's no question if any kind of attack is launched, the U.S. will have will be able to detect that early. They should be able to detect that early. Right now, not there yet, but certainly the threat posture has changed. And again, imminent. The Saudi intelligence is saying an attack could be launched in the next 48 hours. Although, just switching peninsulas here from the Arabian Peninsula over to the Korean Peninsula, for weeks, the White House has been saying to brace for a seventh nuclear test from North Korea. Was North Korea launched a bunch of missiles in the last 24 hours, the most actually ever in a single day, 23. So tensions are high, not just on the Arabian Peninsula, really worldwide.
Back on U.S. soil, is President Biden playing hide-and-seek with these midterm elections? He's been noticeably absent from a number of places with key races that could determine the balance of power in both the House and Senate. There's a lot on the line come November 8th, and we're about to delve into it with Fox News correspondent Lucas Tomlinson right after these words. Let's look inward now at our own country. You mentioned earlier in this discussion, midterm elections, November 8th. So we're right on it here. And there's been all sorts of takes on which way this thing could go. I like to look at the Fox News power rankings. We have some really, really smart people who are doing this polling, and they have all sorts of really cool interactive maps and whatnot. And you've seen a lot of jumps in which way either seats are going in both the House and Senate. So really, the balance of power is up for grabs, most certainly on November 8th. But it also does seem like Democrats find themselves coming up short in some of these key races out and about. And they're bringing in a heavy hitter. We've heard a lot and seen a lot from former President Barack Obama on the campaign trail. Can you just talk about his role in these midterm elections and the shadow he casts over them?
Sure. Listen, the former president is going to all the key battleground states. Barack Obama has been in Georgia. He's been in Wisconsin. He was just in Nevada. He's going to Arizona. Obama is the face for the Democrats nationally when it comes to these midterms. Why? Well, if you've heard him speak in the last few days, you remember that soaring rhetoric. He's still an extremely popular figure in the Democratic Party and throughout America. Remember, President Biden's approval rating is still underwater right now. He's not a very popular man, and so it just does not make sense with the balance of power in the Senate at stake. Let's really, the entire Biden agenda is on the line right now. Think about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, the American Rescue Plan, $1.9 trillion. Not a single Republican voted for that in the Senate. And just a few weeks ago with the Inflation Reduction, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, of course, both these massive pieces of legislation, many people think, have contributed to the inflation crisis in the country. None of those passed with Republican support. So if the Democrats lose their majority in the Senate, that is going to derail the Biden agenda. That's why these elections are so important. And that's why these swing states are so important. You know, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania. Now, that is one state that both Biden and Obama are going to together this weekend to Pennsylvania. Otherwise, you're just not seeing Biden go to these key swing states. I mean, just look at the president's travel. He was going to Maryland. He's flying to New Mexico. He's going to California. You know, the vice president spoke in Maryland. You're not seeing either the president nor the vice president going to these key battleground states. And the reason for that is there's just too much at stake, and they're just not very popular right now. Obama is still popular. He still has the rhetoric, whereas you hear President Biden speak, you're just hearing just a lot of gaffes. He's just been criticized so much in his recent speeches, forgetting things, speaking to mistruths. That is why Obama is out there, and really the Democrats are, I think, just too nervous, officials say, too nervous to put the president out there. There's just too much at stake.
Well, you got to think about it like going to a rock concert or something, right? Like, who would you rather see speak in real life? Former President Obama or current President Biden? No offense to the current president, but Obama is a hell of a live speaker. I mean, his speeches are absolutely electric. And Lucas, hearing you talking about this campaign strategy here by the White House, it really does remind me of 2020, where then candidate Joe Biden ran a mostly virtual campaign, stayed out of the spotlight, didn't have many of these big rallies that you normally see. And it worked for him. Are you seeing the similar strategy this time around where the Democrats kind of keep Biden behind the curtain for the whole thing?
There's no question about that. Last weekend, the president spent the weekend at home in Delaware. And you think just two weekends out before these consequential midterm elections, you think the president would be traveling around the country. Remember what he has, the pulpit. He's got Air Force One. Ever since that slick paint job has been put on that plane, presidents for decades have flown that thing around the country. You remember, former President Trump, he didn't even have to go anywhere. You just land, you get off the plane, you speak to a rally in a hangar, you get back on, you keep flying. The fact that Biden is taking the Air Force One, he was in Florida earlier this week. Nobody thinks Florida is a battleground state right now. They think Governor DeSantis is going to sail to re-election, and Marco Rubio is going to win as well. That one will be a bit tighter, but nobody sees Florida as a battleground state, and yet that's where the president was. We definitely know Biden wasn't going to congratulate the Saudi-backed Live Tour for a successful end of the season there in Florida. So that's just – it is almost a basement strategy. There's no question. That's what many pundits are saying, that obviously due to COVID, President Biden, when he was a candidate, he ran largely from his basement. He didn't do a lot of in-person events, and that's what we're seeing right now. But the reason is just he's just not very popular. Remember, since U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, President Biden is not having an approval rating over 50%. He's been underwater. And just remember how quickly things changed, John. In 1991, then-President George H.W. Bush had an 89% approval rating after winning the Gulf War, the highest in recorded history. A year later, he was gone. He was defeated by Bill Clinton. Why? Remember that slogan? The economy's stupid. And right now, Republicans are taking that same message to the voters. This is about inflation. This is about the economy. Need new people in Congress to turn things around. That's their pitch.
Numbers don't lie. And the numbers people have been paying for products every day seem to be outweighing the numbers that they're getting in their paychecks. And I think that's really the key issue in these midterm elections. Both sides know that. And so does Lucas Thomason, our Washington, D.C.-based Fox News correspondent. Lucas, we love having you on, as always. Thanks for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
John, it's always a pleasure. Anytime.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.